damn it!
That's like the seventh time today you've refused to answer your chatter. I'd say it was your mother.
My mother is 42 light years away.
Except you'd never dare not answer your mother. Bill collectors, perhaps? Or immigration?
Damn it!
Or you've been breaking hearts in the nursing dorms, haven't you? If I look out the window here, I bet I'll see like four of them. Standing outside in short skirts and those cute little caps. Just waiting.
You need a girlfriend.
We both need girlfriends.
It's not a girlfriend at the other end of that chatter. It's a gangster.
Good-looking gangster?
Ponytail.
This is what I'm saying. You're in no position to be picky.
I was ghosting his chatter and I sort of let him notice.
You did what? You were showing off.
Yeah.
For a girl.
Yeah.
For the arrangement.
I wish you wouldn't call her that. Her name is Sophia.
Huh. Her name is Trouble.
What do you mean?
Did I forget to mention that a good-looking guy with a ponytail was coming up to the apartment?
No. Freelance?
Free as in paid, dude. As in, I would pay you money to use your powers for good instead of...
spying on you?
That.
I don't think it would be a good idea to work for you.
Oh, you mean because of Sophia? Sophie and I work things out. Where's my damn chatter? Soph, you want to talk to Kamal?
Hi, Kamal. Aiden's a bastard.
Pardon me?
But he's my bastard.
That's good.
Thanks, Soph. See?
Yeah?
You're underestimating her.
What?
You talked to her in the last couple of days.
A little.
She told you about the bracelet. You think I bought her off?
It's an expensive bracelet.
If you think she's a
whore... Don't say it.
If I had given her that before we made up, Sophie would have run me through with a butcher knife.
Good. I mean...
You didn't want to be disappointed.
I'm not.
I'm a good judge of people, Kamal. You're not.
You shouldn't assume anything about me.
You think I'm stupid. I'm friendly. I smile a lot. That's not what you respect. Okay.
Respect? I don't think this has anything to do...
Ah, not true. You think all the time. So think about the freelance thing. Maybe come by for dinner tomorrow. Sophia's cooking. Six-ish?
I don't think that would be such
a good
idea.
Look at it this way. Going to a job interview is not accepting a job. It's an interview. Dinner, okay?
What does she see in him?
The ponytail. Girls like hair.
He nearly called her a... You heard what he said.
You think I was standing in my bedroom with my ear pressed against the door, eavesdropping?
You weren't?
Actually, I was, but it was really hard to hear.
He's so cocky.
Funny choice of words. Maybe it's the jewelry. You can tell she's used to money.
I'll need a panic button. A backup.
He can keep her in the style to which she's accustomed. What do you mean a panic button? You're not going over
there. I'll set up a program, some kind of dead man switch.
Oh, no. I don't want any part of this. I'm not trusting the hands and body of a future surgeon to the tender ministrations of a pissed-off boyfriend.
You won't even have to go inside.
Good.
Unless...
No.
I can't get to my chatter. You can be a couple blocks away, ghosting me.
Are you even listening to me? I don't want to be involved.
We'll need a code word. I'll say the 12 cranial nerves.
The 12 cranial nerves?
It's not likely to come up in conversation.
Did you hear me say no? I said no.
Except the cops need to come where I am. Okay, I've got it.
Kamal, you're not listening.
What?
I'm gonna check on Sophie in the kitchen. Let me get you another beer, dude. Be right back.
You there?
I'm here, dude. It's raining. I'm getting wet.
So, cranial nerves, you hit the buttons.
Blue, then red.
Yeah, blue, then red. I think. Yes.
Good to have you over. Good for Soph. Someone from home.
Thank you. It's nice to be invited.
Dinner was good, huh? She's a good cook.
Very good. The kofte were maybe the best I've ever had.
Which was that?
The lamb meatballs.
Oh, yeah, I like those. Home cooking. So your parents are trying to get here.
They've applied, but they don't have any reason to be bumped in priority. So we're thinking when I get through with school and all that, I'll get permanent residency.
How far away is that?
At least a couple of years.
Oh, that's a long time. A couple of years. So there's the freaking rub. You thought about bringing them in on a visitor's visa?
I was denied.
Lots of people trying to get here these days.
Sophia said her brother was coming. You got him papers?
Yeah, he's inbound. Her mother won't leave Coral, though.
So maybe there's a way you could help my parents?
It's nice to have you come over. That freelancing thing I mentioned, it would be great. You'd be coming around, Soph would have someone from home to talk to. Could you do something like set up a chatter account?
A chatter account? I could set one up, but you don't need me to do that kind of thing.
Maybe try it now. Set me up a chatter account for Bakri Omari Mwangi. You need me to spell that?
What's his government number?
If Bakri could get a government number, Kamal, what would I need to pay you for?
All right. But this isn't about money. It's about my family.
bringing your parents to Earth? We could talk about that.
I just want it clear. If I work for you, you'll see about getting my family here.
Kamal, that's what I do.
Okay. I can find an unclaimed address, set up a shell. From the outside, it'll be just like a regular account.
What time is it, anyway?
Okay. This will just take a sec. I have to build a filter to find an unclaimed address.
Yeah?
Berkeley Police.
What did you freaking do?
Open up, Berkeley Police.
I didn't do anything.
The Berkeley cops use their shock sticks, you know? Officer, what can I do for you on this drizzly evening?
You with the chatter, hands off it. Are you the resident? Hands off the chatter. Put them on your head. On your head. Whose apartment is this?
I live here.
Your name?
Aiden Mackey.
Can I see your ID?
Sure. What seems to be the problem?
We got a trace on a chatter for a possible CP fraud. Sir, do you want to tell me just exactly what you were doing?
I was looking up a friend's address.
I'm sorry, I will have to confiscate that chatter.
Don't you have to have some sort of warrant?
Oh god, olfactory, optic, oculomotor,
trigeminal. Officer, my friend is just looking up an address.
What? Oh, right, that's me.
I will deal with you in a moment, Mr. Mackey, and I will need to see some ID.
Red. Those are really great red curtains, Aiden.
I thought it was blue.
Red!
Okay.
My friend is very passionate about interior decoration.
I'm going to have to confiscate that chatter. Copy that. Repeat address, please. Jesus Christ, I'm on my way. You're a lucky bastard. I've got a priority one. I've got to go.
You have to go?
Officer under fire, about a block and a half from here.
That's it?
Unit 216 responding as backup. I'm less than two blocks
from here. Come on, what's going on?
That was weird. And convenient.
Yes, much more convenient than if you were to suddenly drop your chatter down a sewer.
What?
What?
Yes, if you were to lose your chatter.
What?
For God's sake, you moron, smash the damn chatter with a brick and get the hell out of there!
Dude, what? Oh, the blue button. Only you didn't let me hit the blue button, you made me hit the red one. And that means... I hate you.
You had someone ghosting you. You pulled some hacker stunt to get that cop out of here.
Not me. Some other dog that looks just like me.
You were afraid. You were thinking I might be the kind of guy who would hold a grudge. Say, break your fingers, each one, with a tack hammer. Kamal, I am so not that guy.
I've gotta go. I've gotta check on my friend.
Stay, we'll talk.
For some reason, it's never plan A. No. I got my friend in a world of trouble. I've gotta go. Tell Sophia... thanks for dinner. Hiro? Hiroyuki? Are you home? You bastard. Oh, thank God you're home. You're okay? They didn't pick you up.
I'm okay. No thanks to you and half the Berkeley Police Department.
I didn't plan it that way.
I smashed the chatter, threw it down a sewer grate, and then it started raining cops. Cops in cars, cops on foot, cops dropping out of camoed Helios, cops every damn where.
Sophia sent leftovers.
And now I don't have a chatter.
I know. I'm going to give you mine.
I don't want your chatter. All my stuff was on mine. My address book, my schedule, my debit account, every damn thing.
Mine is cooler than yours.
You just couldn't let me hit that blue button, could you?
That would have pushed the officer under fire alert to my chatter, which was plan A for if Aiden tried to, you know...
pull out your lungs?
Don't sound so eager. But as it turned out, I needed the cop to go away.
Away meaning to me, and cop meaning every armed officer within 50 city blocks, all because I hit the red button.
The officer under fire alert.
While it was still on my chatter.
Yeah, but Sophie sent leftovers.
Leftovers?
Yeah, she made Marty's, little stuffed appetizers, and spiced lamb meatballs. With real meat! And almond rice. And milk pudding. So, are we okay?
Dude!